making order out of chaos. That is the Word of God. Understanding that word that we might find encouragement for today and hope for tomorrow, that's this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our time together today will take us back to God's Word that we might find that hope, that strength, that encouragement for our daily walks in Christ. Won't you join us? For today's edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Thank you for joining us today at Abounding Grace. I'm Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church. On the Friday sessions of Abounding Grace, we typically will come to you and bring to you different subjects of the Christian faith, what we believe, who we are. And this week, we have the wonderful opportunity of having with us on Abounding Grace, Pastor Wes Bradenhoff of the Canadian Langley Reformed Church. Is that correct?
Langley Canadian Reformed
Church. Langley Canadian Reformed Church. There, we got it. Wes, tell us a little bit about who you are and the Langley Canadian Reformed Church.
Well, as I'm actually the co-pastor of the Langley Canadian Reformed Church. I'm not all on my own there. I have another pastor joining with me, and that's because of the size of the congregation. It's quite large. Well, as far as our churches are concerned anyway, perhaps those of you who are familiar with mega churches would probably consider our church to be one of the smaller churches in our community. We have about 635 people, who members of our congregation. I've been in this church now for 2 years. Before coming to Langley, I was a missionary in northern British Columbia, a little place called Fort Babine. It's about 70 miles or 100 kilometers north of Smithers, British Columbia. I was working with Native people. I did that ministry for about 5 years or so, and then came down to Langley, accepted the call to this church. And yeah, we've been enjoying life down here and ministering to God's people. Yeah, I think one of the things about the Langley Canadian Reformed Church is that we are not an independent church. We're a church that's part of what some people would call a denomination. We prefer to call it a federation of churches. There are about 50 or 60 Canadian Reformed churches throughout Canada. We also have a few churches that are affiliated with us also in the United States as well. We also have, there's an American Reformed Church in Linden, for instance. We have a church in Denver, Colorado, and in Philadelphia. And, Grand Rapids as well. Good. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of where we're coming from. We're in the Reformed family of churches. We're very close to your own church, the United Reformed Churches. In fact, the United Reformed Churches and the Canadian Reformed Churches are in discussions to work towards a merger at some point. Although I think we both would agree that's probably some years off, but we're very, very similar in the way we look at things and the way we preach. We're in the same family for sure.
Good. Well, thanks for giving us some background on the church you're serving. You know, Wes, it's interesting. Here in the U.S., maybe we face some different challenges than you would face being over the border. I don't know. I'll let you comment on that here in a minute. But, you know, when we talk about ministry today, we have many different challenges posed in ministry. You know, we're taking up this stand that we are a Reformed church. Most people today don't know what Reformed is. I remember I have a friend who once said to me, "Reformed, isn't that Roman Catholic?" Mm-hmm. So, you know, what does Reformed mean? And what does that mean, at least doing ministry there in the Canadian atmosphere, and that what does reform mean for you?
That's an excellent question, and I've been asked that question many times by people that I've had contact with who had no idea what a Reformed church is. In Canada, we kind of had this unique situation for a number of years where we actually had a political party called the Reform Party. And when people would hear that we belong to a Reformed church, they somehow affiliated us with this Reform political party. We'd have to tell them, no, we have nothing to do with that. And when I was a missionary in Fort Babine, British Columbia, people too there would also ask, you know, what is Reformed? What makes you different? Why do you insist on using that word Reformed? And I would tell them, well, it just basically means going back to the Bible. Reformed is shorthand for Reformed according to the Scriptures. And I would tell them a little bit about my family history, that my family has been Christian for generations. And in the Netherlands, in the 16th century, where my family background is, my forefathers were Roman Catholics. My ancestors all belonged to the Roman Catholic Church. And at a certain point, they began to read their Bibles. And they said, what the Bible says, what the Roman Catholic Church says, are two different things. We have to reform according to Scripture. We have to go back to what the Bible teaches. And I think that's really the essence of what it means to be reformed, is to constantly go back to the Bible and look at what the Bible says and reform our lives according to God's Word.
Right. There are many different particulars, of course, when we say that somebody is reformed that we're highlighting. I mean, obviously, many different Christian groups out there, all under the rubric and name Christianity, have different particulars that define who they are. So, for instance, we have Lutherans, we have Baptists, we have all these different denominations and groups that define themselves by certain particulars. One of the challenges that Wes and I were talking about is this term today, evangelical or evangelicalism. Now, as Reformed, we would highlight that we are evangelical in the sense that we believe in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and the proclamation of that gospel. The challenge with evangelicalism today, at least in the States, Wes, is that there are no particulars anymore.
Right.
What are the particulars to somebody who calls them and is a member of an evangelical church? When we're highlighting Reformed, we're highlighting key distinctives, and as Wes said, of emphasis on sola scriptura, that Scripture alone is the only rule for faith and life, and that we are going back to the Bible and always reforming, the Latin phrase semper reformanda. You know, and Wes, also that we are a confessional body. We have certain statements of faith that summarize what we believe the Bible teaches, and we unite ourselves around those creeds and confessions as mm-hmm. the truth that is expressed in the Word of God. Now, most people today will give you this statement, Wes, no creed but Christ. So then, what then defines us as Reformed? As I just mentioned, confessional. How do you react to a statement like that, which is so prevalent today?
Well, Chris, I would simply say, well, which Christ? I mean, is it the Roman Catholic Christ who meets us halfway, who says, you know, I've done my part, now you have to do something as well? Is it the health and wealth Christ? Which Christ is it? And that's what confessions do. Confessions summarize what we believe the teaching of Scripture is with respect to Christ, with respect to the entire Bible. You know, the Bible is a big book, and I would often say this to people when I was doing mission work as well. You know, the Bible is a big book. I'd ask them, how many pages are in your Bible? And they'd say, well, I don't know, 1,500 or 1,800 pages or whatever it is. I say, it's a large book. And to have a document that succinctly summarizes the important teachings of the Bible is very, very helpful. It provides a roadmap to show you, you know, the important places in the Bible and the important doctrines of the Bible.
Very good. Yeah, you know, you could have any cult member come in and say, I believe the Bible. But what does that mean? They could also deny the deity of Christ. And so right. Our confessions define and outline for us the core truths of Scripture that have to be confessed, that by which we unite ourselves in the spirit of unity and the bond of peace, right?
Exactly. And, you know, you and I, we both hold to exactly the same confessional standards as well, right? We all hold to the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Athanasian, the Belgic Confession, the Heidelberg Catechism, and the Canons of Dort. We share those confessions in common. We believe that those confessions are not above the Bible.
Right.
But that they faithfully summarize what the Bible teaches.
And those confessions and those ecumenical creeds that have been confessed down throughout this present age, Wes, it's a good point that they were written and they gave birth to those creeds in light of error and apostasy in light of the church, in light of things that happened, the Arian controversy, and things where the deity of Christ was denied. Those creeds then formulated what we believe. And so if we're going to walk together in unity, those things have to be confessed by us. And that's essentially one of the most important distinguishing marks of what it means to be Reformed, that we have united ourselves together around a common creed in light of what Scripture teaches. Also, one of our key distinctives is the centrality of Christ in all of Scripture. As you know, I've been really highlighting this in the past few weeks on Abounding Grace, that all of Scripture in some way points us to the person and work of Christ.
Absolutely.
Not as a sort of moral hero, a Ben Franklin hero, but as somebody who is the Redeemer and Savior of us, Savior of us from our sins, right?
And I think that's what would really characterize our churches as well. And that's what, when people would come into our churches and they would hear the preaching, they would hear about what Christ has done for us. That the gospel is about what Christ has done. It's not about what we do or what we have to do or any of those other things. It is about Jesus Christ. It's about the good news that Christ has come into this world and that he perfectly obeyed God's law for us. He suffered and died for us. He rose from the dead and ascended into heaven for us. That's the good news, and that's the kind of preaching I think people would find in our churches.
Yeah, and today Christianity has been terribly reduced to a set of moral ethical principles, which at the end of the day leaves people back under the law. The really refreshing truth of the gospel constantly proclaimed is that, yes, the law may expose our sin and our misery, but the refreshing news is that Christ has dealt with that, has come here to this earth, taken on our human nature, and released us from the curse of the law. That message has to be core to everything and what we're doing in gospel ministry.
Right. Aside from that, you know, there really is no good news. You know, when we make it dependent on people and what people do, there's no good news in that. Because I think we all know, not only from God's law, but also in our own consciences, that we have not followed God.
Right.
And we need Christ.
Now, one of the challenges, of course, today, Wes, is everything today is really focused on the aesthetic, is focused on appealing to emotions and people's felt needs. You walk into a Reformed church, and I've often heard this characterized. Well, we walk into a Reformed church, and that just seems like dead worship.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you know you're singing old psalms, you're singing old hymns. Is there really any spiritual life in that? And I've heard that criticism oftentimes. How do we respond to that? I mean, when you hear that statement, what would be your response?
My response to that would be, did you hear the word?
Right.
Was the word there? What was the content of those songs? I think one of the things that people would strike people in our Canadian Reformed Church in Langley, and I'm sure it's true in your church as well, and I have led worship in your church, so I can feel confident saying this, that, you know, the Bible is open from the beginning of the service to the end, and we're constantly using the Bible. Right from the very beginning, when this worship service opens, we have the call to worship from the Word of God. After that, the votum, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. That too is the Word of God.
Right. And so we'll highlight some of these distinctives more next week. But the Word of God is central in all that we do, for Christ is to be proclaimed as the only way, truth, and life. Thanks for joining us today. Have a wonderful weekend. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.
Well, we need to close out our broadcast here, but we do look forward to joining you next time we get together as we continue our look at God's Word, that we might grow in Christ and be mutually encouraged. This has been Abounding Grace, the ministry extension of United Reformed Church of Linden, with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Copies of what you hear on Abounding Grace are available. You need only call or write to us for the details. Our phone number, 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. And as you contact us, remember, we're available on this radio station in part through your partnership with us. As you link arms with us financially and prayerfully, we're able to continue the ministry here on this radio station, encouraging you and others in Christ. Would you prayerfully consider how you might partner with us? We thank you in advance. If you'd like to know more about United Reformed Church of Linden, Abounding Grace, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities here at the church, stop by our website, lindenurc.com. Again, lindenurc.com. If you're joining us for worship, we meet at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Sundays at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. Directions are available at lindenurc.com or by calling 360-318-0429. We do thank you for joining us and trust we'll see you again next time we get together for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.